The Truth News Network. As the deep state pursues a president for the crime of obstructing attempts to frame him, the biggest victim is the truth. To sort out the dizzying array of nonsense, here's Dan Newman.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth News Network. Today, we really have a whole lot of nonsense to talk about. And we'll start it with a quote. Listen closely. Quote, "I don't know who needs to hear this, but the president is not above the law." Who do you think said that? Hillary Clinton on her Twitter account, at Hillary Clinton, June 3rd. Hillary actually said that. Our title today is, "If No One's Above the Law, Who Is Below the Law?" The law says this: whoever knowingly and willfully communicates, furnishes, transmits, or otherwise makes available to an unauthorized person, or publishes, or uses in any manner prejudicial to the safety or interest of the United States, or for the benefit of any foreign government to the detriment of the U.S., any classified information, number one, concerning the nature, preparation, or use of any code, cipher, or cryptographic system of the U.S., or any foreign government, or, number two, concerning the design, construction, use, maintenance, or repair of any device, apparatus, or appliance used or prepared or planned for use by the U.S. or any foreign government for cryptographic or communication intelligence purposes, or, number three, concerning the communication intelligence activities of the United States or any foreign government, or, number four, obtained by the processes of communication intelligence from the communications of any foreign government, knowing the same to have been obtained by such processes, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. That's the law. 18 U.S. Code 798, regarding the handling of classified information. Folks, it's the law. By any understanding of that law, and the penalty for breaking the law, when someone does so, their doing so is a heinous act against the U.S. government that in doing so allows someone, anyone, to access potentially serious national information that could be damaging to the United States in any number of ways. Anyone. Then, of course, there's former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Follow along very carefully these next few sentences. According to documents, Undersecretary of State Patrick Kennedy pressured a senior FBI official into declassifying emails sent from Hillary Clinton's illegal private server. The FBI official notes that Kennedy contacted the organization to ask for the change in classification in exchange for a quid pro quo. More specifically, quote, "state would reciprocate by allowing the FBI to place more agents in countries where they are presently forbidden," end quote. That's according to a conversation relayed by the Weekly Standard Stephen Hayes. The FBI did not take Kennedy up on his offer. And then there's this. Despite initial denials from the State Department, this exchange is entirely plausible. For one, State had plenty of expertise in the deployment of quid pro quo during Hillary's years of enriching her family foundation by training government access. Moreover, a senior FBI official has a lot less reason to fabricate a conversation about favor trading than a Clinton functionary has to pressure a senior FBI official into saving Hillary from criminal prosecution. Here's another one. Quote, "Classification is an art, not a science, and individuals with classification authority sometimes have different views." That's according to a State Department spokesperson. No doubt, that's true. So why did Kennedy wait until a criminal investigation was well underway to ask law enforcement to scrutinize that particular document at that particular time? Is it customary for undersecretaries of state to ask the FBI to alter classifications of documents that just happen to protect political candidates at the center of a politically explosive investigation? Did Kennedy, a man who owes his high position to the Clintons, engage in this conversation on his own? Was he asked to do it? For months, law enforcement had attempted to contact him, and he simply ignored their inquiries. Why, according to FBI documents, did Kennedy only reach out to make this one request? What's even more curious is that FBI Director James Comey didn't consider this event, or for that matter, the litany of other actions Clinton's lackeys took to protect her, as a sign that there was, at the very least, an intent to influence that investigation. This is, of course, just one revelation in the Hillary email scandal. It's worth remembering that the illegal email setup was only inadvertently discovered through a congressional investigation, not into that, not into Hillary Clinton or an illegal email server, but into the debacle at Benghazi that she oversaw on her watch that ended up with four good Americans murdered. The server itself existed to evade transparency. When caught, Hillary alleged that she never sent any classified material nor received any marked classified. This turned out to be what? A lie. Hillary claimed before becoming secretary she had merely wanted only one device for convenience. This turned out to be a lie. The FBI found that Clinton used numerous mobile devices, not to mention servers. Clinton, the most competent person to ever run for president, now that's according to Barack Obama, claimed she didn't understand how classified markings work. This, too, was a lie. According to the FBI, Hillary sent 110 emails containing clearly marked classified information. 36 of these emails contained secret information. 8 of those email chains contained top secret information. We assess it is possible that hostile actors gained access to Secretary Clinton's personal email account. Comey said that at his press conference in July of 2016. He acknowledged this could have happened because Hillary and her staff were, quote, extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information, end quote. He also admitted that no competent foreign power would have left behind evidence of this hack. Yet, for some reason, Comey would not admit that this is why U.S. code makes mishandling information not the intent of those mishandling it, but simply mishandling any of that classified information illegal. Those who ran Clinton's server attempted to destroy evidence, government documents, after the New York Times reported on her wrongdoing. Probably another coincidence, right? Not that intent mattered to Comey, either, because it didn't. Before the FBI even cracked open their laptops, the Justice Department proactively gave immunity to the 5 people who could have testified that Hillary was lying. One of these people, Cheryl Mills, later acted as Hillary's lawyer. The 2 Clinton aides with the most intimate knowledge about her email conniving were also given deals. By the FBI, of course. Does anyone besides me see any conflict in the happenings detailed above and what Ms. Clinton said in her speech on Monday of this week and in her tweet? Quote, "The president is not above the law." Then, of course, Hillary doesn't have an exclusive there. There's Congress. Everyone knows that it takes an impeachment proceeding initiated from the House Judiciary Committee in the House of Representatives, then with that committee's referral to the floor of the House, followed by a successful House vote to impeach, to start the impeachment process. If and when that occurs, and not until, the matter is turned over to the Senate for an actual trial on the merits of the charges that come out of the House. Obviously, much debate ensues during such an actual trial. You may remember, if you were around, that of former President Bill Clinton. At the conclusion, the Senate votes on the charges. If 2/3 of the senators vote to confirm the House resolution for impeachment, the president is considered convicted and he's removed from office. We want to note this here. There's a process, a constitutional process for doing that. That process requires charges, evidence of violation by the president of U.S. constitutional mandates that states in Article 2, Section 4, quote, "The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of three things: treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors." There's a constitutional process for impeaching the president, the vice president, and other civil officers of the U.S. Certainly, Americans support everything within the Constitution, right? But let's see what longtime Democrat and Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz has to say about what is being threatened by today's House Democrats under the lead of Gerald Nadler, Democrat of New York, who's chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. The mantra invoked, now this is Mr. Dershowitz saying this, the mantra invoked by those Democrats who are seeking to impeach President Trump is that no one is above the law. That, of course, Mr. Dershowitz says, is true. But it is as applicable to Congress as it is to the president. Those members of Congress who are seeking to impeach the president, even though he has not committed any of the specified impeachable offenses set out in the Constitution, are themselves seeking to go above the law. All branches of government are bound by the law. Members of Congress, presidents, justices, and judges must all operate within the law, all take an oath to support the Constitution, not to rewrite it for partisan advantage. It is the law that exempts presidents from being prosecuted or impeached for carrying out their constitutional authority under Article 2. The same Constitution precludes members of Congress from being prosecuted for most actions taken while on the floor of the House or the Senate or on the way to performing their functions. The Constitution, which is the governing law of the land, precludes Congress from impeaching a president for mere dereliction of duty or even alleged corruption. Under the text of the Constitution, a president's actions to be impeachable must consist of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, speaking of House members making allegations against the president, consider Representative Maxine Waters, Democrat of California, who has said the following for a long, long time.
I don't respect this president. I don't trust this president. He's not working in the best interest of the American people. His motives and his actions are contemptible, and I will fight every day until he is impeached. Impeach 45. Impeach 45. Impeach 45. Don't forget who he is. He's shown us what kind of human being he is, and he is not going to change. Ladies and gentlemen, my millennials, stay woke. Thank you. Go ahead, impeach 45.
Congressman Waters said this the other day. Impeachment is about whatever the Congress says it is. There is no law that dictates impeachment. It is she and the other like-minded members of Congress who are claiming the right to be above the law. That is a dangerous claim, whether made by a president or by members of Congress. So, Hillary, members of Congress and most in the mainstream media are claiming they are above the law. Who then would be considered below the law?
Because to fight the deep state's cover-up of Hillary's crimes, you need the light of truth. There's TNN,
the Truth News Network.
You sit tight. Answer to that question right after this at Truth News Network.
Biggie bag, huh?
It's new from Wendy's. It's everything you ever wanted for just $5.
Everything I ever wanted? Wendy's bacon double stack, 4 nuggets, fries, a drink, and the spelling bee medal you lost in second grade because you couldn't spell soliloquy.
It really is everything I ever wanted.
Get a bacon double stack with a 1/4 pound of fresh beef, nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Wendy's Biggie Bag is everything you ever wanted.
Sorry, I'm gonna need all that back.
Really?
Humankind has a problem. Experts estimate 1 in 3 crashes are caused by distracted driving. But nobody listens to the people telling people to stop. What we need is a non-person drivers will actually pay attention to. Introducing Smart Dogs. The first dogs trained to train humans. Smart Dogs will be at their best when you're at your worst. Stopping drivers from liking, selfieing, and whatever this is. These smart dogs are about to be unleashed to keep you from driving dumb.
No, Cedric, no.
So, when will they be available to the public? Never. Smart dogs are not the answer. But Geico has a simple tip. Turn on Do Not Disturb While Driving mode.
This message has been brought to you by Geico.
The voice we need more than ever. Dan Newman, TNN,
the Truth News Network.
We're back at it. We're trying to come up with an answer to this question. Who is considered to be below the law? The answer to that is simple. Anyone who disagrees with anything any member of the Democrat ruling elitistocracy is certainly below the law and obviously unworthy of the consideration of equal justice under the law. After all, those people are not equal. Who throughout history are some of those folks? Well, they're people like all those who fled the repression of European elitist members of the ruling class, who considered anyone not deemed to be eligible for membership in their groups to be less than worthy of equal justice under the law. African-American men, women, and children who were taken by slave traders from Northern Africa and sold in America. They had no rights and were certainly less than worthy of equal justice under the law. Also, today's working class Americans who don't live and work in coastal American states or those several interior states comprised of like-minded elites who have garnered favor from the political elite overclass are less than worthy of equal justice under the law. According to Hillary and other Democrats, everyone who did not vote for Hillary in 2016 but chose Mr. Trump instead are not only ineligible for equal justice under the law, but are reprehensible human beings and deserve no consideration of the benefits of simply being Americans. You know, I'm pretty sure this may seem harsh to some of you today, but it's time for Americans to wake up and realize liberty and justice for all is about to be liberty and justice for only an elite few. And regardless of what the pundits on the left want all to believe, those elites are not the current inhabitants of the White House. They are led by the defeated 2016 presidential candidate and all those who had surreptitiously created, implemented, and maintained her path to the White House so as to cover up all the wrongdoing committed by her team and others, comprised by a large number of very important Washington, D.C. government officials. Even in the aftermath of 2 years of an exhaustive investigation into ridiculous allegations against this president, his campaign staff, his family, and many of his friends, those elitists still shout in anger threats against all of those who are below the law that support the duly elected president and the rule of law. I never in my wildest imagination we would ever see a day like this today. But it's true. For at least the 8 years of the Obama administration, evil and deviousness ran rampant through the Capitol and the Department of Justice in D.C. And the U.S. government was nothing more than a piggy bank for those elitists to tap to fund all their evil doing, while lining their pockets. Taxpayers paid every dime for what they did. And our children will continue to pay that bill and their children long after we are gone. Let's clean it up, folks. What do you say? Hey, thanks for being along today. Back into politics. I knew we'd get there quickly. And back to the ridiculousness of the left in Washington, D.C. and around the United States. But you know what? The truth matters. And if they just dial in here and take a listen, or pull up the website, read the story, and pay attention, I think they'd get it. They would be confronted with what they need to be confronted with, the truth. So tell them about it. Tell everybody you know. Take a look at truthnewsnet.org. It's absolutely free, and it will give you a perspective that's not full of a bunch of opinion, but it's laced all the way through, always, with facts. Thanks for being here today. Thanks for being part of this family at Truth News Network. We'll be back soon. And until then, have a great day. So long, everybody.
When madness is the norm, the truth is a radical act of courage. Remain calm. Be brave. Wait for the signs. TNN,
the Truth News Network.